Welcome to Tell Me About It on WUFT 89.1 and 90.1. I'm Sue Wagner here today with two of the actors from the Gainesville Community Playhouse. They have a brand new production that's going to continue through August 10th, and it's called The Best Little Whorehouse in Gainesville, but it is right now, Best Little Whorehouse in Texas, based on a book and also on a movie. And we have Savannah Travers and Jeff Stevens, and you play two of the roles in this play. So tell us a little bit about Gainesville Community Playhouse and then why this play was chosen. Savannah has told me it's evidently very popular.
Yeah. So Gainesville Community Playhouse been around for, I guess, I don't know, 40
a
years?
Very 40, long
45
time,
years,
yes.
Yeah. Up in the Millhopper area of Gainesville.
That's 16th Boulevard, I believe.
Yes, 16th and
yes.
43rd.
And so this is the last show of our current season, and it's based off of the Broadway play that came out in 1978, based around the actual real story of a brothel that used to operate in LaGrange, Texas, mm-hmm. in the 70s that became a national kind of scandal. The governor had to get involved. It was on Johnny Carson and involved some of the early days of investigative television, because a local TV reporter in the Houston area exposed the brothel to the broader audience, and that's what got it closed down. So the musical is based off of that. It also became a movie in 1982 with Burt Reynolds and Dolly Parton in the leads. In the play, I play the sheriff Ed Earl Dodd, who
I can see that. Yes,
yeah, kind of a little crusty Texas old time sheriff.
I can see that.
Yeah, who isn't quite prepared for the changes in the world. He is still kind of in that mindset of what it was like to be an old Texas lawman, and doesn't understand how television and how current politics is changing the world he lives in.
So it's a musical, but is also a comedy, or is it more of a drama?
It's a comedy, I would say. It's definitely, it's kind of a farce. I feel like that even applies right now into like the current commentary of like media reporting and the idea of outrage around things that have existed forever. I think that that's one of my favorite things about the story itself, is that it was such an out secret about the chicken ranch, you know, being what it was in the local area. But it wasn't until an outrage from like just the outrage machine of the media that can produce, you know, such a reaction, that's when it actually finally gets closed. And in the play, really, it's the sheriff's actions that kind of bring the conclusion on, not necessarily the actual actions of the chicken ranch itself, which I find very interesting.
Yeah, I would definitely, when you say that about the outrage, I think that's it. They know so much of social media mm-hmm. is about that outrage machine mm-hmm. and getting people to jump into a cause because you're getting them riled up. And this play really exacerbates that and shows how the public can get tied up into something like that. And then also how politicians can often kind of equivocate and try and not to take a stance because they don't want to seem unpopular. And mm-hmm. so that kind of thing, too, is a big push in the play as well.
And what is your character, Savannah?
Yeah, absolutely. My character, I play Jewel. I am the housekeeper at the chicken ranch. I'm kind of the right-hand man of Miss Mona, who is the proprietor of the chicken ranch and our leading lady.
You guys are using careful terms here. I like that.
Proprietor.
Well, Miss Mona doesn't like to be called anything but proprietor.
You know, as I say in the play, Miss Mona has more pride than the U.S. Marines. So we don't use language like that there. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I play kind of the housekeeper, kind of you know, the peacekeeper in the house itself. I have a really fun solo song. I have a very fun duet. Our leading lady, Erin, is absolutely incredible. She's crushing it in our performance, and I think she does a really great job of embodying who Miss Mona is kind of supposed to be.
I think your song is my favorite song in the whole show.
Well, thank you.
And what is that song?
Well, it is.
You don't have to sing it.
No, I can. I just don't know if I can say it on the radio. It's 24 Hours of Lovin'.
There you go.
And I think it's actually a very fun commentary because for a show that is, it's very much about sex. It's very kind of on the nose about that. It's not really about pleasure. And so this is kind of the only time where sex is correlated with pleasure in this show, as opposed to business, as opposed to, you know, something that you got to do to make some money. I come out and my character is essentially going out on the town to see my man, and I sing a whole song about it. So that's my song.
How many people are in the cast?
30.
30-ish,
we have 30 people in the cast. Mm-hmm. So we have Aggie football players.
Fantastic.
We have politicians. We have reporters, townspeople. Of course, the women that work at the chicken ranch. Mm-hmm. Our investigative reporter and his cadre of supporters, who also are singers and dancers, of course. So most of the individuals in the play are playing more than one part. So
really,
yes.
Wow, that's pretty.
There's
difficult,
a lot
isn't
of
it?
Yeah, it can be. There's a few nights where I'm on the ensemble too, where I switch out with one of the other actors who will be playing the sheriff during that. And then on those days, I have 6 costume changes and I play 5 different people on those nights. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of coordination that goes into this. We spend a lot of time doing
it's
practice and getting
dance.
Into it. Yeah, exactly.
And much like some of the other community theaters, this is just you're volunteering your time. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Yep.
Very sweetly and very naively, my beautiful husband, when I told him that I was cast in this, asked me, "So how much are they paying you?" And I said, "Nothing, my darling, nothing. I am being paid in the pricelessness of the experience." So.
There's a 5-pound box of Twizzlers in the back.
Oh, there is a 5-pound box of Twizzlers.
There you go. And have you guys done this before, other roles at various plays?
This is my 12th play. This is my 12th play.
Wow.
In Gainesville.
I'm impressed.
Thank you. I started in 2019, and I got the theater bug very bad. So I really enjoy doing it, and it's a great time to build not only a rapport with your other actors, you also, it helps me to concentrate, learning to learn all of those lines, learning the dance steps, learning the music cues. It helps me to organize myself, and I like that attention to a product and being able to do that kind of work.
That's amazing. Well, this is the Gainesville Community Playhouse production. It's running through August 10th. We're going to come back in just a few minutes and talk a little bit more about this production and some of the upcoming season offerings that you have. And more information about this is at gcplayhouse.org or 352-376-4949. And don't miss out. These things sell out very quickly. So it's going to be a fun time to weigh this almost spend the rest of summer, I guess you could say. So we're going to be back in just a few minutes, and we'll talk a little bit more about the Gainesville Community Playhouse and what's coming up.
Okay.
Welcome back to Tell Me About It on WUFT 89.1 and 90.1. I'm Sue Wagner here today with 2 members of the cast of The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas, a presentation by the Gainesville Community Playhouse. And they have full season of presentations, all different kinds of dramas, comedies, musicals. This one happens to be a musical, and it will be on stage through August 10th. Gainesville Community Playhouse is located at 4039 Northwest 16th Boulevard, and more information is at gcplayhouse.org, including how to purchase tickets. The one thing I don't have handy is what days of the week are you doing the production?
Yeah, so we run our production Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturday nights. The show starts at 8 p.m., and then on Sundays, our show starts at 2 p.m. Lobby opens about 30 minutes before that, so you can have a 30-minute buffer to arrive.
And you both are actors. You're playing the housekeeper and Savannah Tavers, and Jeff Stevens, you happen to be the sheriff.
Yep.
That fits you. I can see that. You got a badge and everything, too?
I do. I do get a little gold badge and get a little pistol. And
I want to embarrass you a little on the radio and say that the only note that he's ever received is truly and sincerely that he's just too nice. He's got to be meaner. And I think that that's very funny.
I get to do a lot of yelling in this.
Yelling and singing and dancing, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's you're like, you do websites, you do everything. This is really quite amazing. So this is the current production that will end on August 10th. And you kind of have, you said you were casting for the next one, and you're kind of in a continual motion of having new presentations. So give us kind of some highlights of the 2025-26 season, which I believe begins end of August, beginning of September.
Yep. The first show of the next season starts on September 19th.
Okay.
We're starting the season with Rent.
Well, that's an undertaking.
Yeah,
starting strong.
Yeah, it's going to be a big number, just like this one, almost as a slightly smaller cast, but they're also playing the same number of parts, so it'll be very large. And then following that, we're doing James and the Giant Peach.
That'll be fun.
In January, we'll be doing One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Are you auditioning for that one by chance?
I might.
The Jack Nicholson role, perhaps.
Then Jimmy Buffett's Escape to Margaritaville will follow that. Then Our Town. I will be trying out for Our Town,
which
is a perennial classic. Mm-hmm. And then the summer musical next year for 2026 will be Heather's the Musical.
Very exciting.
I don't know Heather's the Musical.
Based off of the Winona Ryder, Christian Slater, Heather's movie from the
90s? From the 90s, or late 80s, early 90s. It's been a Broadway smash for the past, upwards of 5 years now?
Yeah,
for sure. It's a big deal.
It's a dark comedy set in a high school about cliques within the high school and the how they get upended by some scary situations.
Scary situations. The music in that one is absolutely amazing, too.
Well, speaking of music, who does the music for you? Do you have an orchestra by chance?
Yeah, we have a live band, which my mom described it as a surprise, an exciting surprise, when she went to come see on this Friday. But we have the band actually placed in the middle of our set. We have like an open kind of pit in the middle of the set, and they're kind of part of our whole performance as well. They're very visible. They're very much a part of it. And we love the band.
Yeah. Some beautiful honky-tonk influences
Absolutely.
In there. A violinist as well. Mm-hmm. And it's so good. It's so good.
So do they? Are they also volunteering their time for this production?
I believe so, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's wonderful. We do fanfares and fireworks, and all of the performers volunteer their time because they
wonderful.
Just want to support public broadcasting. And it's our gift to the community, and so they feel like they're doing the same thing. Of course, we promote them, and that helps a lot to be on TV and radio. But this is a really cool thing that you guys are doing. And you said you've been doing it since 2019?
Yes.
Just before COVID, huh?
Yep. I regretted not doing theater in high school. So somebody encouraged me to go and try out. So I tried out, and I've been loving it ever since.
So how do you get people to come and take a chance and get a part?
Well, I know that I recently, this is my first foray back into theater. I haven't done it since I was a child. And I know for me it was something that came from a combination of seeing a really exciting lineup of shows, which GCP constantly has. I mean, we just went over the next year's roster. It looks really exciting. I'm already going to be auditioning for a couple more just because I have the steam. but it's partly that, and then it's partly, just trying to really show that there is a community, that it is welcoming, that it is accessible. And I think that GCP really showed that when I first walked in, even just for auditions, it was something that was very welcoming, and there's no cold air in there whatsoever.
And do you have someone that is like the director that's a full-time position there that kind of coordinates everything, or is it all volunteer?
I think the way that it goes is the directors like propose what play they want to direct to the board each season. So it's not necessarily – it's not the same director. Though if you do like our play, directed by Ted Lewis, he will be doing Escape to Margaritaville in the coming season. So if you're a big fan of this one – check that one out as well.
Yes, and he will also be doing Evil Dead, the musical, over at the Acrosstown during the Halloween season this year. So
wow. So I know you guys have tickets available for the shows, but do you also have people who become members of your organization? You're a nonprofit, I know.
Yep. I don't know if I can speak to exactly how to do that. You'd have
it's
to talk to the box
website,
office.
I would think, yeah.
But you can become season pass holders. There's also the organization takes donations from the public, and there are different ways to become patrons and supporters of the organization. They're currently doing some fundraising for some roof work that needs to be done to the building. So if you're inspired to donate, we would love to have that.
And also the theater is named after Vam York, a very prominent woman who was very generous in the community. And so it's the official name, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yep, the Van York Theater.
That's great. So do you do anything special around the holiday season? Often there's some Christmas things, and I wasn't quite sure. I know you have done in the past.
I think we have done, like, different reviews in the past, like different kind of holiday-style, jukebox-esque kind of reviews. This year I don't know what they actually have planned, so
I don't know of a specific holiday one at the GCP. The Acrosstown does have a show coming out that is a mishmash of all of those Hallmark Christmas television shows.
The same plot, yes.
Yeah, where basically five different plots of those different movies happen in the same town on the same day. And so it is a comedy mishmash of all of those, and that'll be running during the Christmas time this year.
I know you also do stuff at the Crosstown Repertory Theater, which is back up and running, which I think is wonderful as well.
Mm-hmm.
Big hand in hand there, GCP and Acrosstown Rep.
Yep.
So tell us again, this play is running through August 10th, and what are the days and times?
Thursday through Saturday, we run at nights 8 p.m., and then on Sundays, we are going to be running at 2 p.m.
Okay, so you don't do two on Sunday.
No, we don't do a double on Sundays, thank goodness, for us at the very least.
It sounds like you have an incredible cast, and it's really coming together, and it's great for the community to have these options. You know, theater is very important. I know I had Brian Jose on last week, and he was talking about all the upcoming shows. And he was saying, you know, this community just really loves theater, dance, everything that you can think of. So thank you for your efforts for doing all this stuff. And that is the Gainesville Community Playhouse. And would you say the best way to get tickets is to box office at gcplayhouse.org?
Yes.
Either email there either go online or email the box office directly.
And if you're thinking about going on the same day, you can't buy tickets online on those with that short time period. So give them a telephone call and they can hook you up at the box office.
Okay. And the entire season for 2025-26 is on the website, correct?
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. The tickets are not posted, obviously.
You can plan your viewing opportunities for the entire year. Well, Jeff Stevens, the sheriff, and Savannah Tavers, housekeeper?
Yes, go for it.
Best way to put it. Two of the actors from this production, which is currently running. It started on July 18th. It'll go through August 10th. So thank you for coming today, and please keep us apprised of future Gainesville Community Playhouse offerings.
Sure, absolutely. Thank you for having us, Sue.
Thanks, Sue.
That was Gainesville Community Playhouse actors Jeff Stevens and Savannah Travers on today's episode of Tell Me About It. To listen to previous episodes of the show, go online at wuft.org/tellmeaboutit or on the WUFT media app. I'm Sue Wagner on Tell Me About It on WUFT.